Divine DNA. Doctrinal DNA. The love contract of Isa 53-10-12. Third aspect, because this DDNA is the spiritual life, it produces a living entity. You. Furnishing, potentially, the counter-thinking needed to synergize your kingdom, if you complete the course through Pleroma. Philippians is the quintessential book on DDNA results. At some point I'll have to fold here in DDNA 3, an outline of the Philippians megalon, propagating, theme, term is used in Philly 120, very witty. But I only just learned of it by mistake, yeah, right, when hearing my pastor discuss its exegesis. If you are under him, CL.1838FF of 92SD, maybe start back in 1828 to get context. Hit me like the proverbial ton of bricks. When I've had a chance to fold in the outline here, I'll post the change in latechigs.htm as an upgrade. It will take some months to do this. Upshot, DDNA operates in your head pretty much as follows. Bible is an actual thinking pattern, an inner lifestyle, lively, dynamic, enjoyable, and very fulfilling. So you are literally being cloned in his thinking. You're in the habit of using 1JN 1-9, so when you think in biblical analogies, you connect data in biblical ways, you enjoy stuff in life via biblical meanings you see. Basically, the Bible itself constantly cycles in your head as your eyeglasses. It's his thinking, and you see him through it, so it's total communion. Marital. It takes some time to get to this place, but you can just practice using what Bible you know. Be sure to keep monitoring thought so you can use 1JN 1-9 all day. That was the rule Moses taught the people repeatedly in Deuteronomy, and it hasn't changed. What did change was how much and how high and how deep and how long and broad is the amount of thinking which goes on in your head. Even while dreaming. Yes, I speak from experience. Sinning still goes on also, and temptations morph as your body keeps trying to regain its energizer bunny, sin nature, goals over your soul. But that's why you have 1JN 1-9 and scripture to think, instead. It's a wonderful life, really, so wonderful, that as you saw in the second aspect, you can easily forget the rest of your life. Bad move, hence God grants, thank God. Lots of testing and stuff you need to attend to, so that you can get into or get further into the merge, aka oneness goal of the life, just being with him in him in everything. He's top hanta, big Bible key phrase, and you want to be in him in everything. Again, it's a marvelous life. So, your DDNA culminates in a stage called Pleroma, which is extensively described throughout the Thinking series, about 1700 plus pages as of 2005. I don't know who else teaches the final spiritual development stage of Pleroma, except my pastor. The doctrine is all over the Bible, since the very definition of Pleroma is Christ himself, especially in Isa 53-11. Nerd note, the term in Hebrew is mi'amal, pregnancy labor, Greek is ponos. Lexicographers tend to be ascetic, so they excise sexual meanings. That's a serious flaw. You can prove the sexual meaning of pregnancy if you read the verses in which these words appear. Also, the more detailed lexicons will admit the meaning. Usually buried far down in the text. You'll find Pleroma mocked in the fake holy books, since obviously Satan and co. know all about it, and mocked in life. Phallic cults of the OT, and now, are essentially a mocking of God's filling us up with his son plan. Which was a progressive plan beginning with Gen 4-1, Eve makes a play on words by naming Cain, to show she understood it, very clever. We get the highest version, covenant, dispensation, use the term you find comfortable, because we are to be the bride of Christ, as extensively explained in Part 4 of the Thinking series. Once the bride is completed, then the spiritual life is lower for other folks. Parts 3 and IV, about 1,000 pages, by now, explain why our spiritual life is unique. Rank has its privileges and its responsibilities. For us, these are mammoth. Scary, wonderful, awesome in every way. So most of my websites focus on the topic of what Pleroma is, thinking out the ramifications. Obviously in Bible class, the pastor's job is to give you the building blocks and technical stuff. Moreover, he never gets enough time to teach you all he knows and even wants to teach, since he has to aim at the entire class, most of whom are disinterested. So you have a lot of homework to do, if you really want to learn what your pastor teaches. Of course, you can't go bother him, unless you are really calloused and self-centered, since he's got a larger job to do, so you have to do your own thinking. Since you are in training to become a king priest, and you don't fully vest forever, unless you complete the course. So what and why, this pleroma structure? Well, this DDNA angle provides the shortest metaphorical answer, versus what I've written elsewhere, so I'll try to summarize it here. God solves the sin problem by setting up two perpetual counter-thinking entities, heaven and hell. Both are needed, due to freedom. If a soul is terminable, then it never was truly free to start with, so no soul ever dies. If a soul is forced to think a certain way ever, then it was never truly free to start with. God has standards, and those standards are to be reflected everywhere he looks, divine, isotropic, property of God's universe. Hence, there will always be sin, since there will always be those who reject God. They get what they want, which is hell. Those who want God, get what they want, too. So both heaven and hell are ongoing entities composed of living beings, who go on forever. Trick was, to develop Christ enough so that his own thinking could become a big enough living entity, such that all that sinning in hell, could go on forever. Trick was, to also develop Christ such that his own thinking could replicate enough among those living with him forever, such that, all that thinking around him, could go on forever. It's a two-pronged present value calculation. Put simply, the expense is always way more than offset by the profit. So much so, the expense itself is a profit. As we saw in the first aspect, the central problem is the contagion of thinking, since the quality of thinking determines the quality of relationships, and hence the quality of life. Compatibility between thinking beings is a real problem, if they don't think alike. So, the plan of God is to make believers who think like his son. Even so, there are many who will not. Those in hell go on shaking their fists and hating God forever. So too, people who don't believe in God now, even if believers, that's their idea of happiness now, and it will eventually permanize, for those who never believe in Christ before death. So that will be their self-made permanent happiness, then. God isn't coercing them. It's what they want. See the thinking pattern in Luke chapter 16 verse 20, for example. 1. We've all experienced the thrill of hatred. Most normal people can't sustain such a thrill, but negativity to God increases the capacity for hatred. Even as positive volition to God results in God making positive capacity of love, as explained in the first aspect. We see the hatred capacity everywhere, and are bombarded with it. So it shouldn't be too hard to imagine that such hatred would exist forever in hell also. Deepest hatred, smiles, contempt. Hatred always puts down in order to put self up. So it prides itself on putting up with others, and learns to love how good it is. Meanwhile, everyone else is just cannon fodder. For ego. The smarter the hatred, the more engagingly, charmingly, it plays. True hatred, like true evil, is white, not black. 2. Notice how Rev 2011:15 never gets to record that even one person appearing before the great white throne admits he's guilty for rejecting Christ. All throughout the Bible, you'll find exceptions highlighted. Like, the roster in Gen 5. Like, the fact God changed the primogeniture basis for Moses via his parents' mothers to justify preserving Israel. Nerd note, in About Bible Mistranslations, link at page top. Much is said about Jochebed, as an example of how Satan and co. mess with Bible translation. Here, that fact shows you how total and permanent is the very petty hatred. 3. So since we know God makes a point of listing exceptions, think. If even one person at the great white throne, where obviously they see Christ, so there's no room for doubt. Not even one person there, believes even then? Wouldn't God joyously list that some believe, if even angels rejoice, Luke chapter 15? Well, clearly, those at the great white throne judgment, only love hating him. No other logical conclusion. It's not as though they lose free will. See Luke chapter 16 verse 20 FF. 4. Just as DDNA links up over time in one person, the DDNA in many persons links interpersonally. We can easily see how interpersonal linkages work now, and they are hugely powerful. Everyone wants to belong, have fellowship, be alike, fit in. So too, then, in eternity, we are all affected by the thoughts of those around us, by the media we hear. In turn, we too affect others. So to develop an aggregate group, here, heaven, is like capitalizing a country or a business, so that the requisite thought flow will make it so satisfying. It doesn't matter what variances there are within the group, nor what variances there are outside the group, in hell, and later, the lake of fire, that universe to be spun off at the end of time. Second half of 2 Pet. So, this third aspect handles the construction of aggregates which go on forever. We are now in the pregnancy stage of that process, Rom 8:11 FF. 4. Since each one of us is to get DDNA, it stands to reason God has designed an interlocking, aggregate DDNA when He fits us all together. Paul describes this as a body in one core, a temple in Ephesians. 1JN uses the same analogy, but more subtly. Revelation is far more blunt, calling us in aggregate, bride. But note that our aggregate title now is church, school, really. Ecclesia, the place where you assemble to get Bible teaching. Learn God, fellowship with God, not people. As a result, some of us will learn Him more than others, since we all vary in our desires to know God. Those who learn the most, finish the DDNA development course of Pleroma in God's system. As a result, the hierarchy of DDNA thinking can knit together all those lower in thinking. All of us, knitted together in Him. So DDNA in aggregate is being worked out by God just as DDNA in each of us, He's making. Uncoerced. Free. With the free consequences, attending. High status is a burden. It cannot be enjoyable unless you love to be a slave. Human beings can't by nature enjoy much, so when they get too low or too high by even a little bit, they go bonkers, lording it over those below them, or bitterly resenting those above them. 1. So those higher who might be enjoying themselves, are pilloried or otherwise are made to feel guilty by the resenters, so those lower who have no grudge against those higher, are pressured to become resentful. God isn't like that. The results of His thinking aren't like that. Christ proved it. Read the Gospels, see for yourself. In Mark, He's quite abrupt, that didn't go over well with anyone. So, you don't see Him being coy about His status, yet you also don't see Him who is the Lord, lord it over people. Because, that's not what the status means to Him. Nor will status mean to us, what it means now. Because, God's ways are not like our ways, nor His thoughts our thoughts. So chuck all your notions about the vaunted status of Pleroma. No one who actually attains that status, preens. 2. So, you are constantly thinking. Father constantly hears you, since eternity past and future, God is one big now-ness. What does He hear? Well, we don't like most of what we hear in other folks' souls, so we can better understand He's not too attracted to the thinking He always hears. Sin is first and always rooted in thinking, but there's much more that's unattractively thought, besides sin. Like, our puny interests. Like, our self-righteousnesses, which are sin, but also evil. Like, our petty concerns and reactions and needs to use the restroom. Think, would you want the world to see you going to the bathroom? No, but God does see. No way to avoid it. So thinking is obviously very important, which we know is true, since mastery of thinking is what paid for sins on the cross. Isa 53:10-12 again, Daoth in Heb, and Sun Isis in Greek. Next, DNA is replicative. Thought is DNA, because it is immaterial, and it replicates in you simply by you reading. So if you have a lot of doctrinal DNA in you, it will replicate in those around you, whether or not they are positive. No way to avoid it. Now you know why we need a four-generation curse. You will be replicating what they think, and they what you think. So at all points, we all mutate what we hear, since we each have our own souls, and we own the thought replicated once in our own heads. So in eternity, this means everyone will be very much more contagious than today. So a whole lot of happy thinking about him will be going on. But in every combination, every color and hue, so to speak. Unequally, needing some who think higher, which replicates in the many lower. After all, that's how all of us got to learn Christ's own thinking, Bible, in the first place. So, this same system replicates hierarchically throughout the whole of the body of Christ. Paul is very, marital about it, in Eph 4:16, S. Greek. See right pt. HDM semi-exegesis, or better still, get a word-by-word exegesis from your own pastor. So, then, believer folks who don't opt for the spiritual life or peel off it, think of the seed parable in Luke chapter 8, Mark, who explains it, and John, what will their thinking be like in eternity? Limited, since you can only take your doctrine with you, and doctrine determines the size of your soul, since that's how the Holy Spirit grew Christ. See combat table in LVS4D.htm for details. So, do you want to be limited like that? If you're reading this webpage, you probably do not want to end up like that. Enter yet another vital role for using DDNA on your body life. They, the ones who rejected the spiritual life while down here, will be your body, if you vest as a king priest. Your portion of the kingdom, since you will be a great one, term in Isa 53:12, my pastor's translation. So your thinking needs training with respect to the body, since you will have a body of people who think much more like a body than you will. They need intermediaries to see Christ better. They need physical stuff you won't need to understand spiritual stuff. Because, that's their vote, down here, i.e., one rejects growing in doctrine because one wants stuff of this world. Often very normal stuff. So, why oh you have to get the physical stuff, oodles of wealth, because you don't need it, but they do. So, that's what they will get through you. Lots of physical stuff, kinda like how the Mosaic Law was learned via all that physical stuff people did. Lord V. Satan 3.htm spent a lot of time explaining that, in Corollary 3b. My pastor's explanation is rather more succinct and scary. You get gumnose, nakedness, if you don't stay the course. Well, a naked person needs goodies, big time. A rich person already has more than he needs. So the rich benefit the poor, never the other way around. Even in this world, an evil rich person can't but benefit the poor, no matter how he spends his moolah. And in eternity, the poor are those poor in doctrine, obviously, they will have a nice body life, no more sorrow, no more tears, etc. So they need your thinking, so that the aggregate thinking production Father hears is good enough. Each thought of Christ's is perfect, but there needs to be an aggregation to counter all the lesser thinking which will still exist. Hell will exist forever, too. So two counter-thinking systems will exist, and it's the net production, which is incalculably high, which pleases Father enough to justify making us in the first place. You can calculate that production, too, even though there will be an ongoing progression, if you know, as he does, the end date, when eternity begins. It's like a funding calculation in actuarial science, what capital must exist at the time lifetime benefits are due to begin. Here, there is no death, so it's a simple rate of return on capital needed at the time eternity begins. Then, going backwards, you can get to what the present value at the cross had to be, to justify all creation. I oversimplify, but you get the point. See, to get to the cross, he had to be bigger than even it would be, by the moment he got there. Else, he'd not have successfully completed it. So that's the present value of creation, opportunity cost, paid for, technically, so that no matter what people choose, God the Father isn't being shorted the requisite butimus thinking. So the play out of his thinking in us, which we are to be learning down here, that's the sole meaning of life down here, a sine qua non, are like, dividends. Each dividend is its own present value, thus churning out other dividends, if you keep on keeping on in God's system. Hence, after a while, you grow out of needing physical stuff. It's gradual, and you won't notice the change, just as part 3's first reason for invisibility explained. But the burgeoning doctrinal capital in you is, as it were, really being saved up for post-death needs. The task now is to get you so you operate in a manner compatible with God's need, justice issue, not a lack in him, to see thinking he likes. The others you will inherit, Isa 53-12, treat it as already true, so you don't lose sight of the goal. These others won't have that thinking. They don't grow past needing physical stuff. They won't grow past it because they want that need to remain. God doesn't have any needs, and especially, not that one. So if you are becoming more like him, you too will gradually not need. But they still will need. So you will get to distribute among them according to their needs, since the parallel contract provision of Isa 53-12 applies all the way down the line, his life pattern is ours, forever. Which is why we can learn him so much. Those gumnoi you inherit will need you most of all, as a conduit of thinking they themselves can't do, so to grow in what thinking they do have, which will always be way less than your own. Even as we are always way less than our Lord. So grow now, or quit now. Each moment is a now, so you can change your mind back and forth, not good, but inevitable, it's the normal zigzag growth process. And know now, or don't know now. That's always the issue, each moment. No other. For Isa 53-10-12 is a contract, fourth aspects table, and it will never change. So you change. Those who reject the spiritual life are being readied for the contract too, even though they reject, and their wills are not tampered with. Which is why they end up naked. Which is why they will forever need royal parenting. Your choice, whether you want to go their way, or God's way for your life. Which is, learning the way, the truth, the life, him. So this body life is training for a body you will have of people who need you to think on a higher plane than they will be able to do. That's true now, as well. Our thinking now justifies the world getting a tomorrow. We puny, stupid brainouts, imagine. But that's what he bought, and the Holy Spirit makes it happen each second, never our power. So God is blessing the world for what God does, via us. We just breathe, and use 1JN 1-9, baby. So counter-thinking going on in us, i.e., learning Bible, living on Bible, however mundane the surface activity seems to be, is really important. See, 7 Diamond Doctrine Facets in LVS4B.htm, for more detail, it's kinda long. My websites don't need adjusting for this DDNA fact, since they all say it, already. I was just slow on the uptake to recognize what the heck the writing meant. The meaning finally clicked when I revised Evelshort, HTM's Grand Theory, section, with respect to how God plays time. Then, I finally understood how it was that Christ could pay for all sins in only 3 hours. Hell's sinning never ends, so it seemed impossible to ever finish the payment. Upshot. God is right now creating two continual hypostatic countersystems which link and synergize, so that his desired level of hearing is always complete. Each moment, then and now. Gift from the Son, Rom 5-5. And that production cannot occur in the believer no matter how much he knows Bible doctrine, even in God's system. Without the concomitant skill of counter-thinking with respect to the body. Just as Christ couldn't have completed the cross without that skill being perfectly completed prior. Nerd note, yes, the lake of fire designates an entire separate universe, so is completely physically apart from the one we believers will be in. But God hears it, really has always heard it, since eternity past, one big now. So it has to link, like the cross linked our sins in his body. So a body of thinking going on in heaven. Which he has also always heard since eternity past, one big now, countermatches every thought in hell. And the aggregate value of that thinking is so pleasing, even the lake of fire can please the one who wants no one to perish, 2 Pet 3-9. You don't mind losing a child to the ravages of war or disease if so many others are blessed as a result. Has to be a whole lot of blessing to compensate for the loss, right? In fact, nothing ever compensates for the loss, but you see the gain, and you can go on living, knowing that your loved one didn't suffer in vain. So how much more blessing must be true, if Father was willing to decree hell? For surely hell itself doesn't compensate him. We'd have no Christ to rely on, if it did. As stressed repeatedly in James and 1 Jan, learning Bible alone won't cut it, even in God's system. For God's system is two-sided, a hypostasis. Hence living on doctrine in God's system with the body has to be practiced over and over again, like you would with a weapon or language drill. For, we are in a war, and combat skill makes all the difference. And in the eternal peace, such counterthinking is even more important. Vital, in fact. Sure, we will all be a bazillion times bigger and better than now, but God is infinite. So, concentration of wealth keeps a polity healthy. How much more, when that wealth is the true riches of his thinking? That's why Eph 3:15-19 is written as it is. Go for the gold, the pleroma,